stock investing on Capitol Hill near an all-time high. Are congressional leaders acting in the interests of voters or themselves? Under current rules, members of Congress are not breaking any rules by holding stock in firms or industries that they oversee. But is it right? Is it ethical? Difference of opinion now from Sheila Krumholtz at the Center for Responsive Politics and Nick Gillespie at the Reason Foundation. Mr. Gillespie, let me ask you first to defend the idea that there's nothing wrong with the chairman or a member of a banking committee holding stock in a bunch of banks. Why does that make any sense when in the executive branch you can't do it?
Here, the key thing is that knowledgeable people are the most important. Earlier this year on the Financial Oversight Committee, we witnessed Maxine Waters interrogating Ben Bernanke and clearly demonstrating she didn't know anything about the banking industry. She didn't know the difference between the discount rate and the Fed overnight rate. Right there you have a problem. Years ago, Senator Fritz Hollings of South Carolina wanted to regulate content on TV, and he kept talking about Buff Coat and Beaver when he meant Beavis and Butthead. If you have people who don't know what they're talking about, that's problematic. So you're going to have people who are interested in their assignments.
I'll grant you the idea that knowledge is important to have, but knowledge is one thing. A conflicted position can be another. And let me get our other guest, Sheila, in on that.
Well, that's right. We are very concerned that people are supposedly the protection against conflict of interest. The voters back home are supposed to be monitoring the investments of members in Congress and deciding for themselves whether or not there are apparent or real conflicts of interest that demand that the member of Congress either recuse themselves or divest of certain holdings. And we're concerned about that because, A, the disclosure is terrible. The reports themselves are really confusing and inadequate. And secondly, the voters back home are themselves just trying to put food on the table and figure out their education and health, et cetera. So they're not going to be able to adequately investigate.
Hey, Nick Gillespie, I have this idea that they ought to be forced to. Every member of Congress ought to own a huge chunk of the S&P spiders. And if you're going to oversee a company, you ought to own a piece of it because I think you ought to eat what you kill. What do you think?
Maybe. I'm all for making congressmen eat only what they kill. I think it would help everybody. But more importantly, transparency and disclosure is overrated. In various other aspects, it ends up creating so much information that people choke on it. The problem here isn't how the Congress does its job. It is its job. Congress should be overseeing much fewer things. They should be involved in fewer regulations. You know, the Washington Post was going on Ron Paul, but about Ron Paul being a gold bug. It's everybody who knows Ron Paul, everybody who's voted for him knows that he's a gold bug and that he's going to be talking about this stuff.
Well, Sheila,
I don't think it is not an issue of disclosure or transparency. It's the fact that government shouldn't be involved in, making some businesses winners and some businesses
but,
losers.
You know, Sheila, we had Congressman Ken Jorski on earlier, and he thinks transparency and disclosure are really the key, that it's a personal decision. He has taken his investments and put them in government securities, but he advocated total transparency and disclosure. Would you be satisfied with that?
Well, total meaningful transparency. I mean, we have disclosure of these reports, but they're sometimes 18 months after the investment has been made. Often the members file their entire statement, broker statement, hundreds of pages burying the information. So there's no way that really meaningful access to information can be found.
Yeah, aren't we going to just find out this week what the folks who voted on the TARP bill were invested in? I mean, it's
That's a great example of where the TARP bill was the problem, not why people voted for it.
That is a great point, Nick Gillespie. Thank you very much, guys.
I absolutely agree that we need to have smart people making good decisions based on expertise, and that's separate and apart from their investments.
We got to go. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.